Hello, and welcome to Tech Access Democast, Kindle for PC. Hi, everyone, and welcome to this Democast. Today, I'm going to be talking about the Kindle for the PC, the accessible version, optimized for use with screen readers. Well, whether it's optimized or not is up for debate. I'm also going to be showing you one way to find free Kindle books on deals on various ebooks. It's a fun site called ereaderiq.com, and I'll demonstrate one of the most fun things about it, which is how to create your own RSS feed that updates with content concerning free ebooks, so you can check it and see if there are any new additions to categories that you like. But first, let's discuss the accessible Kindle for PC. One benefit of the Kindle, overall benefit, is that if you don't have a hardware Kindle device, you can get apps for the Kindle for free that allow you to read books on other devices. And they will the books you buy in the Kindle store will, of course, sync to all of your devices. Apps have been developed for iPhone, an iPad, or iOS, if you want to call it that, Android, PC, and Mac. The iPhone app is not accessible, much to my dismay. The Mac apps and Android apps, I'm not sure about accessibility for those. The PC app is accessible. This means that not only can you do basic reading, but you can also use it if you've got screen reader installed to read, even if text-to-speech is not enabled on the books that you buy in the Kindle store. I'm going to show you how to find the application, because it is difficult to find. It is not on the regular page on which you can download the Kindle apps, you know, for Android and Windows and Windows Phone 7 and all that. In order to find it, I had to type in a search and locate it that way. It's on the Amazon website, of course, but it's sort of buried. Now, I will say, if you've got accessibility, Kindle for with accessibility plugin for your PC, and you notice that your accessibility has been broken, Amazon recently updated the Kindle apps, and broke something so that accessibility did not work. They have fixed it now, but in order to fix it yourself, you're going to have to reinstall the app from the ground up. It's very confusing because the download files are named the same whether you're downloading the accessible version or not. One way to tell them apart is that the accessible version is huge. It's like 246 megs or something, and that's because you're downloading various voices, Nuance voices, Samantha and Tom, if you're downloading for English. And if you are downloading the non-accessible version, it is very tiny. And so someone had the same problem I did, which was, whoopsie, I downloaded the wrong one. And I had to, like I said, do the Google search, find the right app, and download it that way. I'm going to show you how to find it and how to install it. I'm going to, you know, download it and find it and pretend to install it. Okay. I'm going to go to Google
edit.
And I'm going to go to the search field. I always do an edit and make sure I'm in there. Kindle for PC with accessibility plugin. That is the official name of the app.
Google search button. Kindle for PC with accessibility plugin. Google search. Kindle for PC with virtual PC. Search options. Add related to Kindle. Kindle for PC free app. Thousands of free result details button. Kindle for PC free app, thousands of search results, heading level 2.
Okay.
Kindle for PC with accessibility plugin, heading level 3, link visited. Kindle for PC with accessibility plugin link. Kindle for PC with accessibility plugin, 1 heading and 66 links. Kindle for PC with accessibility plugin link, Amazon list of 4 items, link your Amazon.com.
There it is. And I have got this open, and we're going to read about the Kindle for PC with accessibility plugin.
Kindle for PC with accessibility plugin, heading level 2. Kindle for PC with accessibility plugin is a free application for your Windows PC. It provides the following accessibility features. List of 6 items. Bullet text-to-speech reading with adjustable voice settings. Bullet voice-guided menu navigation. Bullet large font sizes. Bullet high contrast reading mode. Bullet keyboard navigation. Bullet accessible shortcuts. List end. Because this software is an assistive technology, there are no restrictions on text-to-speech reading. In order to use the text-to-speech feature, an external screen reader program must be installed and running on the Windows PC. Tested screen readers include JAWS and NVDA. An external screen reader is used to read aloud menus and navigation items while book text is read by a built-in text-to-speech engine. Visit the link accessibility shortcuts page for a full list of reading shortcuts.
Amazon says it has tested JAWS and NVDA. I do know that people using Window Eyes have used this successfully. So JAWS and NVDA system access, I'm not sure of. If any of you use the Kindle for PC with system access and have had success, please let me know so that I can tell everyone else. Or if you have system access, you can just try it since it's free.
Link download now.
And there is a download now link. And I'm going to go to
Links list dialog. Links list.
Download now.
Download now. Download now visited link. Amazon Kindle for PC. Install instructions. Download now visited link. Dialog. Download now. Notification bar requires response. Press Alt plus N. Do you want to run or save Kindle for PC installer.x250MB from Kindle for Amazon? Errands.
See? It's Kindle for PC installer.exe. And it's the same name as if you were downloading the regular Kindle app. Internet Explorer will tell you that it's 250 megs in size, and that way you will know that it is the accessible version. I don't want to download it. Because I already have it installed and I'm not uninstalling it. In order to install it, you download it. You click on the download. It's an executable. If you've got Windows 7, it'll say, do you want to run this app? You know, the user account control comes up. And you say yes, and it installs. It's very smooth. It creates a folder in your My Documents called My Kindle Content, and that's where it stores your books and subscriptions and all that kind of stuff. Once you download it, you can do...
Gold Wave.
You must register it.
Aaron's Kindle for PC.
I am already in the Kindle app, and I will show you how to register your Kindle. Mine's registered, but I'll show you how to do it. I am going to now launch the Kindle for PC app from the Start menu and show you the options in the menus. I'm also going to show you how to register your Kindle and talk about managing your Kindle on the Amazon website.
Menu. Kindle. Leaving menus. Kindle. Aaron's Kindle for PC. List Aftershock.
It takes me into my library, and I'm in it, and it takes me to the list of titles. Library is a very finicky thing, especially with JAWS, and I'll talk more about it later. But if I go into the menus, I have the following options.
Menu, file.
If I press the Alt key, these are the main menus. File,
view, go, tools, help.
Tools and help. In order to register, I'm going to go under Tools.
Tools. Tools menu. Bookmark unavailable. Manage your Kindle. ...
Manage your Kindle. That takes you to the Amazon website where you can do a variety of things. You can choose the language in which your Kindle displays. You can deregister a device if you've got one registered and you don't no longer want it registered. You can deregister a device. You can register a hardware device if you have a Kindle keyboard device or a touch device. Registering an app, I find it easiest to do it through the app interface rather than through the website. And in the website, you can also do a few other things with that aren't really that important for this podcast in managing your Kindle. So, manage your Kindle.
Sync and check for new items.
You can sync and check for new items. You can force synchronization.
Options, dot, dot, dot.
Options.
Bookmark unavailable.
And it takes you back to the
options,
beginning.
Dot, dot, dot.
Bookmarks, you will only see bookmarks if you're in a book that has bookmarks.
Leaving menus, options, list box, general.
General, let's go through the options, the main options. If I hit down arrow.
Registration.
Registration. This is what you want to do first thing.
Register button.
You can register your device.
Close button, options list.
And it will take you to the Amazon webpage where you will register it, give it a name, all that kind of thing. So let's look at the rest of the options here.
List box, general.
I've got general, and what do I have if I hit tab?
Automatically install updates when they are available without asking me. Checkbox checked. Close button.
That's
options
it.
List.
There are very few options.
List box registration.
We've done that one.
Content.
Content.
This device and any content purchased in the Kindle store are registered to the Amazon.com user shown below.
And
change folder button.
You can change the folder on which your Kindle documents and books are stored.
Close button. Options list. List box annotations.
Annotations.
Automatically install updates when they are available without asking me. Checkbox checked. Automatically install updates when they are available without asking me. Checkbox checked. Automatically backup all your annotations at Amazon.com. If disabled, then no backups will occur and your annotations will not be counted in popular highlights. Checkbox checked. Close button. Options list. List box language.
Set your language.
Dictionary.
Dictionary.
Network.
You can import and export your dictionary, I think, and network, which you don't really need to worry about it at the moment. So I'm getting out of options. And that is how you navigate, that is how you register your Kindle. With the library, there is a problem. If you try and do things in the library, it gets a bit confusing, and there are difficulties. I'm not sure if these are related to the latest update or not, because until recently, until a couple days ago, actually, I did not really take advantage of the Kindle I didn't use it very often. Whenever I open the Kindle app, the titles are there. I'm in the list of titles. But if I do anything else or try to do things in the library, it takes me away from that list and I can't get back to it. If anyone knows a way I can fix it without opening the Kindle again, Kindle app again, please let me know because I'd love
Kindle.
To know.
List box Aftershock.
I am in my titles list.
Faking it. Aftershock.
And in order to navigate them, you hit the arrow keys and there are, it's like a grid view, and there are three titles on a row. So I've got this thing called Aftershock.
Faking It.
Faking It, which is a book by a friend of mine named Elisa Lorello. Faking It is one of her books, and I've also got another one of her books on here.
The Edward Witch Hunt 101.
Not that one.
Fake. In the Neighborhood, The Search for Community on an American Street, One Sleepover at a Time.
Not that one. That's a nonfiction book.
The Legends of King Arthur and His Knights.
Not that one.
Ordinary World.
That one. Ordinary World is another book, and it is the sequel to Faking It.
Bleed Insanity, Collision of Worlds.
And then there's a seventh.
Rough Draft.
And an eighth. These are sorted by title. If you want to know the author of a particular book, you can sort them by author. Again, I have a problem navigating through the library. The list of books seems to sort of evaporate, so I'm not really going to go through the library in a lot of detail. I also have a problem creating collections and adding books to collections. If anyone else has had success with this, please let me know. I am going to go into
Faking It.
The book called Faking It, and then I can pull up the file menu.
Menu, file menu, open book. Close book unavailable.
You can close the book. It's not open, so I can't obviously close it.
Remove from device.
You can remove it. I don't really want to do that.
Download unavailable.
Download it if it's not already downloaded.
New collection.
Somehow. This is the stuff I have trouble with. New collection.
Delete collection unavailable. Duplicate collection unavailable. Rename collection unavailable. Import collections ...
You can import them if you've got them on another device, I think.
Add book to collection. Remove book from collection unavailable. Exit. Open book.
And I'm going to open the book.
Leaving menus. Reader viewer.
Okay, so how can I navigate through the book? Let's go to the instructions for accessibility, which give you basic information. Let's see if they have anything to say about it. If I hit Control-I, what do I get?
Navigation instructions. Press Control-R to start reading the current page, spacebar to pause, forward arrow key to go to the next page, and back arrow key to go to the previous page. Use Tab to navigate menus. Press Control-Alt-H to go to the library view. The online support contains additional options.
All right. So, let's see what we can do with the file menu. What if I'm in the middle of the book, but I want to get to the beginning?
Menu, file menu, open book unavailable.
You have the options.
Close book. Remove from device unavailable. Download unavailable. New collection unavailable. Delete collection unavailable.
You get the same stuff.
View. Go. View.
What about view?
View menu. Full screen. Show display. Sort by unavailable. Show notes. Show document navigation. Show notes marks. Show document navigation. Popular highlights. Zoom unavailable. Color mode. Full screen. Go menu. Library. Cover. Table of contents.
There we go. Now these are available again. If you go under go, you can still go to the library. You can go to the cover.
Beginning. Location ...
Location.
Library. Cover.
Let's go to the cover.
Leaving menus, reader viewer.
By hitting enter. And it says reader viewer and doesn't say anything. So what did the thing say when I hit control I for instructions? It said control R would start reading. So if I do that, what does it say?
There is no text on this page.
Okay, that's fine. It may be an image. So I'm going to hit right arrow to go to the next page, just like it told me to. And you don't hear a noise. I kind of wish it had a beep or something to let you know it actually moved.
Faking It.
There you go. Control-R. Do that again.
Faking It, a novel, Elisa Lorello.
Elisa is E-L-I-S-A, and Lorello is L-O-R-E-L-L-O. And she is on Facebook as Elisa Lorello, author. And she was one of my book club mates, but she has moved.
Blank.
Okay. Jaws says blank as I hit right arrow. And I'll do control R again.
The characters and events portrayed in this book are fictitious. Any similarity to real persons, living or dead, is coincidental and not intended by the author. Text copyright. Copyright 2010 Elisa Lorello. All rights reserved. No part of this book may be reproduced or stored in a retrieval system or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, photocopying.
That's it. Okay. Well, it just stopped.
When?
I keep hitting right arrow.
Recording or otherwise.
Yeah,
without express written permission of the publisher.
Stop. Pause. I paused by hitting the space bar.
When?
And I'm doing Control R again.
Also by the author Ordinary World, a sequel to Faking It, Why I Love Singlehood.
When?
Go again.
For Rue.
When?
Go again.
Acknowledgements. This book could not have been born without the following people. First and foremost, thank you to Stacey Cochran, who introduced me to and mentored me through the community of published writing and writers. Thanks also to Neil Coleman, the very first person to read the manuscript in its first
Okay.
When?
And right arrow.
Including, in alphabetical order, Evelyn Audi, Celeste Gerald,
Okay, go again.
Mirasol's Cafe in North Dartmouth, Massachusetts.
And it keeps going with the acknowledgements.
Grandmother, Mary Matola.
Keeps going with it. What if I just want to skip all this mess and go to the table of contents? Well, I can do
menu,
view.
Show this sort by show notes marks.
Or I mean go.
Go menu,
I'm
library,
sorry.
Cover, table, beginning, table of contents. Leaving menus, rear viewer.
And I'm at the table of contents.
Contents, chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 5.
Well, that's just pointless, because all it does is give chapter numbers. It doesn't give you any kind of location information. Alt-G for
menu,
go again.
Go menu, live cover, table of contents, cover, library, cover, table of contents, beginning.
Beginning.
Leaving menus, reader viewer.
And I'm at the beginning.
Chapter 1, February, I gathered my books, pens, student essays, water bottle, coat.
Control R for reading. Now, as you noticed, it stopped at the end of each page. How can I get it not to do that? Because it's very irritating to have to hit right arrow, right arrow, right arrow, right arrow. Okay? So there is a continuous reading mode, which is Control-Shift-C, and it's going to toggle.
You are in continuous reading mode.
It was out of the continuous reading mode. Now it toggled to continuous reading mode.
Chapter 1, February, I gathered my books, pens, student essays, water bottle, coat.
And you notice if I start reading again, having changed the mode, it will start at the top of the page. It also starts at the top of the page if I exit the Kindle app and then come back into it and open the same book. It will start at the page, the top of the page you left off at. So, okay, I've got it here. And I'm going to show you a couple of options you can do to change the voices. Speech rate and voice. In order to make it go faster or slower, you hit Shift plus or Shift minus.
Book narration speech rate decreased.
Minus.
Book narration speech rate decreased.
Minus again.
Book narration speech rate increased. 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 Book narration speech rate is maximum.
Woo!
Book narration speech rate decreased. Book narration speech rate decreased.
Another thing you can do is change the voice. It automatically installs a male and female voice. In order to do that, it's Control-Shift-V.
Book narration voice change to male.
Book narration voice change to female.
You can do a couple of things while you're reading. You can read, go forward and backward by sentence. So if you want to read the current sentence, it's Control-Comma. If you want to read the next sentence, it's Control-Shift-Right arrow or down arrow. If you want to read the previous sentence, it's Control-Shift, left arrow, or up arrow. I can also add a note to a page with Control-Shift-N and highlight a page with Control-Shift-H. It will highlight the page, but the note option does not appear to work with that shortcut. How do I add a note if that shortcut does not work? The answer is, I don't know, because nothing I do seems to work, and I'm not sure why that shortcut appears broken. However,
menu, tools, menu,
I can bookmark a certain position.
Bookmark added location 92.
And it added a bookmark. I can go to a location. I can either go into the Go menu to get to location, which brings up a dialog box where you enter a location.
Go. Go menu, library. Cut. Beginning.
Or I can find out what location I'm at.
Go.
Let's first find out what location I'm at.
Currently viewing location 92 to 91 of 3,840.
How did I do that? Control P. The location information is not really helpful, but if you want to know it, that's how to get to it.
Go menu, like location, beginning.
If I
location,
go
dot.
To location,
menus, go to edit.
I'm going to hit 8450, just because that's what I just decided to hit.
Go button.
And then there's a go button.
Reader viewer.
And it's there.
In love with those paintings, but that I also found them on my own. No tour guides. No teachers. It was the solitude of the moment I was in my own world, and it could have lasted 10.
Yeah, I don't know exactly where I am in the book. Well, anyway, that is
Amazon,
the main... Those are the main things that you can do with the Kindle for PC with accessibility plugin. What about if I want to find Kindle books? Of course, I can go to Amazon.com and go to the Kindle store and look for books that way. Now I'm going to demonstrate a really cool way to search for free Kindle books. There is a website that tracks free Kindle books every hour and updates listings every hour so that you can be notified if books in your specific genre of interest either drop in price or are free. And you can create wish lists to track the prices of your books in order to notify you if books are free or if they are dropping in price. You can tell the website to send you email alerts, and also you can create an RSS feed that tracks the free Kindle books that are updated every day. What is this wonderful website, you might ask? It is
ereaderIQ.com, an easier, faster, smarter way to Kindle.
Yeah, ereaderIQ.com. They have a regular site and they have a mobile site. There aren't really a lot of headings on this page. You've mostly got...
Welcome to ereaderIQ.com, heading level 1. Features, heading level 4. What would you like to do? Heading level 4. Recent activity, heading level 4. Wrapping the top. Welcome to ereaderIQ.com, heading level 1. Land.
That's
the easier, faster,
heading.
And smart land. ereaderIQ provides Amazon Kindle price drop alerts. Watches your favorite titles to let you know when they are available for Kindle and gives you a regularly updated list of all non-public domain freebies on Amazon.com. We also offer a superior search engine which not only lets you search the Kindle store by genre and keyword, but also lets you define the price range, reader age, language, and more. Land.
So the search engine is really cool and a lot more sophisticated than Amazon's
and
is.
And I almost forgot the most important thing. ereaderIQ is a free service with the exception of our link-sponsored listings. Period. Land.
You can get books sent to you, notifications of free books sent to you by email, notifications of price drops sent to you by email, which is great. Basically, what you do is you enter books that you want to track for a price drop, and it will track them for you. And you can check the status of the books you want on the website or, like I said, through the email. I'm not going to demonstrate that portion, but I do want to demonstrate something tremendously cool, which is how to search for free books. You can go to free books.
Links list. Facebook. FAQ. Free Kindle books.
Free Kindle books and search that way. Let's...
Free
go
Kindle
there.
Books visited link. Free books for your Kindle ereaderIQ.com. Free Kindle books visited link. Frame redirecting .. Four frames. One heading and 391 links. Link top of results. Link up a screen. Link reset results. Link down the screen.
See, it doesn't have a whole lot of headings.
Wrapping the top. 4013 free books for your Kindle updated hourly. Heading level 1.
And there are 4013 free books for your Kindle updated hourly. You can search in various ways.
Like frame. Link send. Like button. 2,182 people like this. Like frame and erotic content. Like link show content.
You can block erotic or show it.
Reset all filters to their default values. Button view new listing since. View all free books currently available. Toggle button pressed. View free books made available today since midnight Pacific time. Toggle button. View free books made available within the past 24 hours. Toggle. View free books made available within the past 7 days. 100. View all books in all genres. Toggle button pressed. View all fiction books. Toggle button. View all non-fiction books. Toggle button. Select from a list of all genres. Toggle button. Minimum view books of any length. Toggle button pressed.
Length.
View books
genre,
over 100. View books over. View most recently added books first. Toggle button pressed.
Most recently
view
5
star rated books first. View the books awaited rating. Account
ratings.
View item with them. Sort by author's first name. From A to Z.
Author.
Toggle sort by title. From sort by file size. From save my current filters as .. Link click here to
buy
this.
You can save your current filters.
You must be logged in to save your current filters. Link click here to log in. Link privacy statement. Link click here to log in.
And you have to log in order to save your filters. So there are things you need to do if you want to log in and do certain things, but it is free to register. Registration is not one of the things that's up front on the homepage, at least that I can see. You can go to different portions of the site and you'll have to log in with your email address and register to track your price drops and to store your filters. Now, one of the most cool things that I have found is a way to create an RSS feed that you can track every, hour. You can check to see how often it updates. And of free books that you may be interested in, and specify various categories you want to go into your RSS feed. This option, I stumbled upon it when I first got into ereaderIQ.com, and now for some reason I can't find it, other than by going to the actual URL involved, ereaderIQ.com/free/RSS. I went and looked it up on Google because I was confused.
Click here to log in link. Build your own free book, cdreaderiq.com. Click here to log in link. Click here to log in link. Four frames, one heading and 52 link. Home.
And I went to the FAQ to look up how to do this, and there was no information whatsoever in there. So I had to, and I'm not sure exactly how I stumbled on this, because if you go into the free section, that option isn't immediately available.
Build your own RSS feed, heading level 1.
So I go to the heading, and it says build your own RSS feed.
Like frame. Link set like button. Be like for the build. Select your read to build your own RSS feed. Select your region below whether or not you would like to include erotica or a description and the maximum number of listings to show. If you would like to restrict the file size or only receive items which have a certain number of reviews or stars, set the proper values below.
So you can do this similarly to the way in which you do a book search.
Select which genres to include in your feed. If you want all genres included, do not select anything and no genre filters will be applied. Click at my RSS feed. The link select your read. Click at my RSS feed. The link for your feed will appear at the bottom of this page along with individual links to feeds for each genre you selected. Click the primary link to view a feed with all selected genres combined and the individual links to view your genre specific feeds.
So that's just fantastic.
Select your region combo box United States, 1 of 10, in no toggle button pressed. Select your region combo box United States, 1 of the United States, show erotica, yes toggle button, radio button not checked, no toggle button pressed, radio button checked. Description, yes toggle button pressed, radio button checked.
And you go through various categories, various genres. It has a lot of things you can create. It's very changeable. I think you can also alter it if you've created it and realize you want to add more things to it. I have already created an RSS feed, and I'm going to just go into it and look at any free updates I might have in the free books category. You want to look for the button that says Get My RSS Feed, and you can go there and it will get it for you and create it. And then once it does that, you can subscribe to it. With your feed reader. I just use Internet Explorer and subscribe to it that way. Now, I've already got one created, so I don't need another one. How do I get to the feed?
Feeds preview, Yahoo, accessibility, new 20.
I'm going to go to the feed with Control-Shift-G because I'm in Internet Explorer and it will let me go to my list of feeds. It's taken me to the bottom of my list of feeds.
Zero, Twitter, blog, new.
I did a demo cast on Internet Explorer feed settings. I think it was the previous demo cast, so if you're interested, go to that and listen to it. It's on the Tech Access Weekly demo cast page.
The register new. The rate top author, my free book feed, United States, ReaderIQ.com, new 13 of 22.
And yay, there's new content. So I'm going to go to this feed. I'm going to press enter.
My free book feed, United States, ReaderIQ.com. Blank. Visited link, my free book feed, United States, ReaderIQ.com. Heroes Curse the Paladin Files by Jack J. Lee, heading level 2 link. H.E.R.O. Metamorphosis by Kevin Rao, heading level 2 link. Entry level by Bobby Casella, heading level 2 link. Kafertia Love Story by Johan Engelbrecht, heading level 2 link. The Gram by Betty Woodcock, heading level 2 link. Broken Tide Legend of Shadows, book 1 by Grant Costello, heading level 2 link. Old Magic by Kirstie Ross, heading level 2 link. The Crazy Things We Did by Doug Nelson, heading level 2 link. More Than Just a Friend by Chloe Smith, heading level 2 link. Narrow Margins, a Laugh Out Loud book about life on the waterways. Narrow Boat Books by Marie Brown, heading level 2 link. Lethality in Combat, a study of the true nature of battle by Tom Lewis, heading level 2 link. Star Cross by Christine Young, heading level 2 link. The Love Lecture, Book 2 of 3 by Robert Ricardo Reese, heading level 2 link. Things to Do in Denver When You're Undead from the Files of the BSI by Mark Everett Stone,
oh,
heading
goodness.
Level 2 link. The Moon and Deep Winter by Lee Polivoy, heading level 2 link. My Dear Charlotte by Hazel Holt, heading level 2 link. Take a Deep Breath by Char Dimmock, heading level 2 link. Beyond the Deep Global Crime Prevention Unit No. 3 by Adot D. Vates, heading level 2 link. Randy's Night Out by Douglas Vance Castagna, heading level 2 link. Coincidences by Maria Sava, heading level 2 link. Shadow of Innocence McCarthy Family Mysteries by Rick Wisely, heading level 2 link. Love Never Ends Festival Series by Robin Lynn Wilds, heading level 2 link. Red Zone Baghdad, My War in Iraq by Marcus Fielding, heading level 2 link. The 7-Point Star by Craig Saunders, heading level 2 link. A Taste for Blood by Derek A. Murphy, heading level 2 link.
Ooh, that sounds interesting. Let's go and look at that.
Yesterday, link graphic, go to full article. Title, A Taste for Blood. Author, Derek A. Murphy. Derek A. Murphy. Genre, link horror. Click to see more on ereaderiq.com. Rating, graphic 4.5 out of 5 stars. 2. Price, 3 links. Link view on Amazon.com. Scan
okay,
and model
I'm
after
going
visit.
To
link
view,
on
view this
link
one.
Link view on Amazon links. Link view on Amazon.com.
On Amazon, and I'll show you how this a download works from the Kindle store.
View on Amazon.com visited link. A Taste for Blood, Derek A. Murphy, Amazon.com, Kindle Store, blank, 1 frame, 14 headings and 237 links. A Taste for Blood, Derek A. Murphy, Amazon.com, period. 2 columns and 3 rows, column 1, row 1, digital list price. $0.99, link what's this? Kindle price. $0.00 includes free wireless delivery via Amazon WhisperNet. You save.
I love the term WhisperNet. That is so awesome.
$0.99, 100%.
It's still free.
Table end, blank, separator, blank, list of 2 items, length. Link 286 pages estimated. Don't have a Kindle? Link at your Kindle here. List end. Separator. Blank. Heading level 2 book description. Publication date August 17, 2010. After the United States is broken up in separator. Heading
go.
Level 2 customers who bought this item also bought. Page 1 of 24.
And
editorial reviews heading level 2. From the author heading level 3.
From the author.
Product details heading
product
level 2.
Details.
List of 10 items. File size 385 KB. Print length 286 pages. Publisher Derek A. Murphy. 1 edition August 17, 2010. Sold by Amazon Digital Services Inc. Language English. ASIN B003ZYFC text to speech. Link enabled. X-ray. Link not enabled. Lending enabled. Amazon bestsellers rank number 1753 in Kindle Store. Link see top 103 in Kindle Store. Wrapping the top, a taste for blood.
Amazon.com has so much Link stuff list. On its website. How do I even buy this book? The Kindle, the Amazon is just so unorganized. If anyone knows of a more efficient way to do this, rather than going by paragraph and going to the start reading portion, let me know.
Link at your Kindle here. Buy now with one click button.
I can buy it with one click.
Deliver to.
I can deliver it.
Combo box Aaron's iPhone. Deliver to combo box Aaron's
and it
iPhone.
It will open a combo box.
Aaron's Kindle for PC.
I don't want it to my iPhone. I want it
register
to my
a new Kindle.
Kindle. And
Aaron's
I can
Kindle
register a new, register it to a new Kindle.
Buy now with one click button. Deliver to combo box Aaron's Kindle for PC.
So I want to buy it. I'm going to buy it with one click. That way it won't go in it. If you don't buy it with one click, you can also add it to your wish list. If you don't buy it with one click, it will go through the credit card details and all that nonsense. And I just don't care to do that. So buy with one click. It's thinking.
Link Amazon. One Amazon.com. Thank you. Thanks, Aaron. A taste for blood is waiting for you in your Kindle library. Start reading by clicking apostrophe go to Kindle for PC below. Block quote. List of two items. Bullet. If the item does not appear automatically in Kindle for PC, please go to menu and choose sync and check for new items. Bullet. If you experience trouble with Kindle for PC, please check our link help. List end. Block quote end. Link graphic Mazama slash go to Kindle LG Pri V1.
Okay, it's done. So let's
menu,
go look
Kindle.
In
menus.
The Kindle app to see if it is there.
Kindle reader, reader viewer, library button, list box aftershock.
And I hit the library button and went into the library.
List box taken it. The Edward Witch Hunt 101. Ordinary World. The Legends of King Arthur and the Neighborhood. The Bleed Insanity Collision of Rough Draft. A Taste for Blood.
There it is. A Taste for Blood. It has shown up in my library. So this was a somewhat circular demonstration of how to use the basic functions of the accessible Kindle for PC with accessibility plugin. I showed you a site on which you can find free Kindle books, and I showed you how to download a book from the Kindle store and how it syncs to your Kindle device. If you have any questions, please feel free to email techaccessweekly@gmail.com or tweet TA_weekly on Twitter. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time. To get involved, send email to techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Follow TA_weekly on Twitter or call 260-2-ASK-TAW 227-5829.